Let's get an update on Brexit, because today British Prime Minister Theresa May offered UK lawmakers the chance to vote on whether there should be a second referendum on Brexit, but only if they back her deal for the UK to leave the European Union. Of course, that hasn't happened so far. Parliament has rejected May's Brexit plan three times, and Brexit, which was supposed to happen March 29th, has been delayed to October 31st. She plans to ask the House of Commons to vote again in early June on a withdrawal agreement bill. It's what she says is a last chance to seal the Brexit deal. Joining us now is NPR's Frank Langfitt. He's at a pro-Brexit rally in London. And Frank, give us some context for what we're hearing from the Prime Minister today, because it comes just 2 days before elections for the European Parliament, which are elections the UK wasn't even supposed to participate in.
No, not at all, Jeremy. And I think there's a sense of time sort of running out for the Prime Minister. Normally, you and I wouldn't even be talking about European parliamentary elections, but it's a huge deal here because people see it in some ways as a repeat of the referendum, to trying to get a feel for how this polarized country feels. And I'm waiting for people to take the stage here in London, arguing this is the leading party that's only a couple of months, not even a couple of months old. It's leading in the polls. It's called the Brexit Party. It wants out. For her, the Prime Minister is offering a new deal before a vote on June 7th, and that's what she was announcing today.
And she was talking about a second referendum, and I saw the headlines passing that some of her cabinet members were very unhappy that she even brought that up, but what she's saying is that they would have to vote yes on her deal to get that chance?
Exactly. And so what she says is it would be binding, and if you back me, you get to vote on whether we should take a second referendum back to the British people. But already, as you're pointing out, Jeremy, this is very unpopular. The Democratic Unionist Party called it fatally flawed. Prime Minister May relies on them to actually get bills through the parliament. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn just called it a rehash of basically what we've been discussing before. So it doesn't look like it's going anywhere. And it does have a feeling of a last chance of this prime minister who has not been able to get Brexit done.
And if she is ousted as prime minister at some point, do we go back to square one, or is it going to be easier for somebody else to try to get Brexit through?
I don't know that it is. I think many people would be very critical of her. First of all, I mean, I think it's fair to say this was an impossible job that she didn't do very well. It's very difficult to get this through the parliament here, in part because the EU has most of the leverage in this relationship. What we've already seen is many people in the parliament already beginning to gear up for a campaign to replace her. So there's a sense of politically, the country sort of moving on. But exactly how they would actually do this better, or how they would come up with something new that they could get through Parliament, that's very unclear. You got to remember this, it's been almost 3 years since the vote here, and it's been very, very difficult.
And Frank, just in the 30 seconds we have left, she's talking about a vote in early June. That's when President Trump is supposed to be making a state visit to the UK.
It is. He will have just left, but it's going to be a crazy week. President Trump will be here from the 3rd to the 5th. Then the two of them will be in Normandy for D-Day commemoration, and then back here for 7th on the vote. So a wild political week in London.
All right. Well, you will be there for it, and we'll be listening. NPR's Frank Langfitt in London. Frank, thank you.
Happy to do it, Jeremy.